From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a Syrian ceasefire agreement is reported. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a provisional agreement has been made with Russia for a ceasefire in Syria. Kerry said Sunday fighting between the Syrian military and opposition groups could end within hours. But violence continued unabated throughout the country, with scores of people killed in two attacks claimed by the Islamic State. Businessman Donald Trump remains the clear front-runner for the Republican nomination in the U.S. presidential race. Trump won his second straight Republican primary election Saturday in the southern state of South Carolina. Senator Marco Rubio was in second place, barely edging out Senator Ted Cruz. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton scored a victory Saturday, winning the Nevada Democratic caucuses by a 52.7 to 47.3% margin over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Voters in Niger are going to the polls Sunday to elect a new parliament and to decide whether the president will receive a second five-year term. Mahamadou Issoufou is running with the promise to crush Islamist militants and increase development in the country. 2 days of violent protests in northern India have turned deadly and have plunged the capital of New Delhi into a water supply crisis. Haryana State has been the scene of a week-long demonstration by members of the rural agricultural Jat caste. They are demanding federal and state benefits, including guaranteed government jobs and university placement. The protests turned violent Friday, with demonstrators setting fire to houses and railway stations and damaging equipment that transports water. This is VOA News. Bolivia is holding a referendum Sunday to decide whether to amend the Constitution to allow President Evo Morales to run for a fourth consecutive term in 2019. A growing number of Bolivians are starting to doubt the integrity of Mr. Morales after it was revealed his girlfriend's employer received a lucrative government contract. It was also revealed that the girlfriend and Morales had a baby in 2007, and that the baby died under unexplained circumstances. The UN Children's Fund is calling the situation of more than one half a million Ukrainian children caught up in 2 years of conflict in Ukraine intolerable. Lisa Schlein reports.
The UN Children's Fund considers the many children affected by the conflict in eastern Ukraine as much more than just collateral damage. It says the deprivation and trauma experienced by those who are most affected, some 580,000 children living near the front line, will have lifelong damaging consequences. UNICEF representative in Ukraine, Giovanna Barberis, says these children are being deprived of their basic rights, including education, housing, and the right to play. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
At least five people have been killed when a cyclone struck a South Pacific nation of Fiji Saturday. Authorities have begun deploying storm teams and cleanup crews throughout the island chain to assess the damage from Cyclone Winston, a Category 5 storm. Initial reports say hundreds of houses have been destroyed, power lines are down, and streets flooded across the archipelago. Uganda's main opposition leader has called for continued protests against his detention and the country's disputed presidential election that saw President Yoweri Museveni remain in power. Kizza Besigye told reporters if the regime continues to detain him, he will call on people to protest. Zambian President Edgar Lungu says he will nominate a female vice presidential running mate for his re-election bid in the August 11th general election. Speaking to women's groups at a breakfast meeting in the capital, Lusaka, Lungu encouraged women to participate in the country's governance, including in the upcoming general election. The battle over the U.S. Supreme Court vacancy comes into sharper focus this week as the Senate gets back to work after a week-long recess and the White House continues to examine potential nominees. The partisan standoff over replacing Justice Antonin Scalia extends well beyond Washington and has been magnified and intensified by election year politics. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.